A visit with Sri Swami Nityananda by T.P. Ramachandra Iyer. While staying with devotee friends in Bombay during a long tour soon after Sri Bhagavan's Mahanirvana, they took me along with them to visit Sri Swami Nityananda. If I remember right, it was sometime in 1950. On reaching Swami Nityananda's ashram, we found a large gathering of his followers already there. It was not certain whether we would be able to see him, as his behavior was rather unpredictable at the time. We told the man in charge that we would take our chance and so sat in a row on the veranda before Swamiji's room. It occurred to us while waiting to recite Sri Bhagavan's Upadesasaram in Sanskrit. As soon as we commenced chanting, we heard a roaring noise inside the room. The door flew open and the huge figure of the Swamiji darted out and sat down to listen to the recital, beating time with his hands and approvingly nodding his head. As soon as the chanting was over, he roared again and gave us a happy and penetrating look. Seeing the offerings of fruit and sweets brought by my friends, he distributed them himself to all present. Then he plunged back into the room and looked at us through the open window graciously. Again, he roared at somebody to give us food, but since we had already eaten, we excused ourselves. All of us did obeisance to the Swamiji in front of the window, and he nodded in reply and retired. I learned afterwards that Sri Swami Nityananda had great reverence for Sri Bhagavan, whose darshan he had in earlier days. We all felt deeply moved by the effect of the recital of the Upadesasaram on the Swamiji, which enabled us to have his darshan contrary to all expectations. We were greatly impressed and moved by his presence.